Like, I ran through the UK embassy in Prague naked. And that was pretty epic.
That counts.
Screaming Brexit at all the people and, like, telling them all to pack up and go home.
Were
and,
you
like,
naked, naked?
I was naked, naked. I get naked, naked on stage a lot, usually. I just have tried to do it less.
Party God.
Hey guys, I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo! Today we have a very special guest, Zach Zucker.
That's right, the king of Stamptown.
He is the king of Stamptown. Silly guy, and what a clown.
King of Stamptown, king of the clowns.
Yeah, great guy, great guest. And yeah, Devin, start me off. How was your week?
Week was good. Stressed as usual.
I know, my girl's stressed. We gotta get you some meditation apps or something.
Oh yeah, well, we're about to head to Sundance. I gotta drop Lou off at the sitter across town.
It's a lot. It's too
much. Thank you. Yeah,
it's too much.
Those two things are a lot. Yeah. What else is I gonna talk about? Oh, it's good. Little Secret is getting closer and closer to having a brand new dedicated venue, a permanent space. Oh, if you guys have been missing Little Secret, it's almost back.
Yay! I love Little Secret. I'm very excited about the event coming up.
Thank you. Humble Origins. Started out my backyard, rented a space, didn't tell the landlord. None of his business. Built a bar, built a stage, started hosting parties back there. 400 people, sometimes 600 people. And that's Party God. And then I eventually got evicted.
Hey, well,
and
that's part of it.
Party God.
And that's Party God. Well, we love to start from humble beginnings. Something cool recently just happened to us. And
that's such a funny way to start a sentence. We love to start.
We love it.
From a place of humility. Yeah.
We're just like so crazy humble. It's insane. But someone told us about our podcast. It's beautiful what we've been able to do with a white wall. Yeah, you know, that is sick.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been getting a lot of feedback that we need to change our shit. So let's look for that.
Sorry. I guess people don't like a plain white wall and ice cold metal chairs. So everyone's a critic. But,
We
are about to get a cooler set behind us.
So if you've been watching on the YouTube, it's about to pay off. We're going to get some real exciting stuff behind us.
Real nice soon.
Yeah.
What are you, do you have a window or a wall?
Wait, how was your week?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it was cool. I've been just like grinding, you know. I've been so crazily locked in like such a crazy way. I like can't date right now. I'm chopping fellows off like left and right because I just got it's a bloodbath. I'm doing a hard 75. I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking. Well, it's because my whole thing, it works together. It's, you know, the smoking, the drinking, the cigarettes,
that's your stack,
the Uber Eats, the junk food or the fast food. Like I had to it's all got to go. And dating, it's like, it's part of it. You know, I'm like Marty Supreme the way I'm locked in. It's crazy.
Well, Not me. I'm still dating.
All right. She's dating. Stay out of my DMs, everyone. I'm not doing that right now. No one's in my DMs.
echo.
No one's in my DMs. But yeah, do you have any windows or walls?
Window. Yeah. What do I got here? It's hard. It's actually applicable. Oh, window. We're going to Sundance tomorrow. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
And my window is that every single time I've ever traveled in my entire life, I always make an Instagram post. All my friends and followers know this. I make an Instagram post that says, "Who wants to take me to the airport?" And people laugh at this. People love to make fun of this. I've never not gotten a ride to the airport. It's successful 100% of the time.
I know.
So my window is that I know that God is going to provide a ride to the airport for us tomorrow.
I hope so. I mean, I just posted, and I don't know, maybe you'll have better luck than I do. Did you make a post as well?
No, I'm going to let you do it this time.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know if I have that kind
of pull.
I've taught you.
Everything I'm telling you, the biggest, most important thing that you need to pay attention to is, it's like, just put the picture up and just put the ask up. But the most important thing that you need to pay attention to is not just to look at your messages, but look at your message request and look at those hidden messages, because you're going to get guys you never even heard of.
Which is scary. That's not, I don't know about that. Well, we did have that for the last one.
I've taken many Uber. Well, I guess they're not really Uber
Some
rides.
Guy just
I've taken
said not worthy.
What? Get them out of here.
Because he's not worthy to drive us somewhere. Come on.
Oh, he's not worthy. I thought you meant we're not worthy of being driven.
No. We're worthy of being driven. He's not worthy to drive
us. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Well, usually it's a lot of comments like, "Wow, I can't believe how lucky I am." Yeah, I'm not worthy. I literally, about 60 or 70% of these rides have been with men that I've never heard of, never met. Girl, and they drive me straight to the airport and they drop me off safely at home.
Damn Netflix doc about you one day, but and how you lit up a room.
Well, it would be hard to abduct me because if you'll recall from the Gareth episode, I used to teach a thing called Life Skills Training Camp where I would teach my little sisters how to jump out of a moving car. Oh, right. And you do that enough and you learn how to do it yourself. So
I didn't know you were jumping out of the cars.
I haven't, but I have observed enough that I feel confident that I could jump out of a moving car if needed.
Okay, word. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get a ride.
You pick some things up.
We're excited for Sunday.
As a teacher.
Yeah, that's awesome. My window is that I got a really cool new water bottle.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is where I'm at in life, where I'm getting excited about my new water bottle. It's
I
red.
I know. You sound like a 39-year-old.
But it's a really nice red, cherry red water bottle. And I'm like, it took a month to arrive because it was on back order. It's a very popular bottle.
Damn.
Very popular model. Ooh. And yeah, I'm just excited because it's like, you know, I'm doing the whole gym thing. So it's nice to have like a cool water bottle. Like,
oh, totally.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to lose that in 1 week.
Don't say that because I will. And I don't have object permanence, but I'm trying really hard to hold on to this water bottle. But
yeah. You don't have object permanence. Like, that's your way of saying that you can't keep things because they don't exist to you when they're not around.
When they're not around, like literally, like if I need to get over someone, I will just mute them because then I will stop thinking about them.
Wow.
So it's really easy for me to like. Out of sight, out of mind, someone.
Well,
I'm like, right. They don't exist. Good to know.
Me. Yeah, I need to get into the water bottle game. My friends have been really mad at me because I've been using this water bottle for a long time that's like a plastic Nalgene, but I was drinking mezcal out of it a couple of years ago and I had it too close to a fire and so it melted. What? And they are worried that I'm drinking microplastics, but I'm like, I think, first of all,
you're not a scientist.
We don't know that microplastics are bad for you. Like,
in what world would they be good?
It make you stronger?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
All right. We got to get you a water bottle. You will have to wait a month for the good one, but it's worth it. The joy I feel, unmatched.
I'm going to miss my old plastic milky bottle.
I almost spilled Devin's milk earlier and she's like, whoa, watch it.
Oh my God. You guys, we were sitting on the couch taking a break between sessions, recording sessions, and I'm sitting there drinking obviously my glass of milk with my
she comes tearing in here like a
bull in the milk shop.
Pardon me, milk. Okay, pardon, why am I the weird one for sitting on a couch where you're supposed to sit and she has a full to the brim glass of milk on the couch? Like, that's not where milk goes.
Yeah, but you could see that I had a glass of milk sitting on the bucket where I keep my mail. Like,
she was eating non-bread and milk combo, first of all. All right, anyway, I'm getting heated. What's your wall?
If you eat something salty, you have to have milk. I told you. I don't know what to tell you.
That's not. Okay, what's your wall?
I'm being silenced as usual. I'm trying to look into the light so I don't cry. my wall. What is it? Okay. My wall is that I'm going to admit something to you, and I know it's going to be bad for me to open this up.
Oh, God. What?
So that's the wall already, is the anticipation of how horrible this is going to be. But
I'm scared.
But I've been keeping this a secret for a long time. Every time that you mention on this show that you used to do show choir, I don't know what that means. I don't know what show choir is.
You have given me a gift because now I get to explain show choir. Devin, we were number one in the country.
That's
what
always
what
you say. That's always what you say. I understand it's very competitive. I understand that you were number one. I don't know what that means. That's not...
We were national champions. We were the best.
I regret it.
Picture this. Let me paint you a picture. 50 kids on stage. The sparkliest costumes
you've
ever
seen. Doing what activity?
Dancing and singing competitively. We have a 30-minute set. We have like 5 songs that we do. And it's like, it's a lot of arm choreography. We did tap my senior year. We had to learn how to tap dance over the summer.
That's not hard. If you touch your foot on the floor, then it makes a tap sound. Then you do another one. And that's another tap.
No, you don't understand. You can't. No, absolutely not. It is rigorous. And then we did this thing called intimawalking to intimidate the other choirs. They would line us up 2 by 2 and we'd have to like walk arm in arm with our partner. And then we would have to hold our garment bag in the other hand. And we mogged and we like kept it still. And we just intimawalking to intimidate the other choirs. And we walked straight. And this was when we were about to perform. So we would intimidate the other choirs as we walked to the stage.
We were
number one in the country.
Oh yeah. You've said that.
I have multiple medals.
You're competing in song and dance. What makes once?
It's like a slay off. Well, you know, best vocals, best blend, best choreography.
Best blend?
If people are like fucking up the choreography, like
your face isn't matching your neck.
Best blend of like vocal blend. Like vocal, if the voices are blending together. You don't want like one voice like standing out more than the others. Okay. It's ensemble work. I'm very good in an ensemble. Yeah. And that show choir. Look it up.
Show choir.
Powerhouse.
We surely didn't have these things back in Georgia.
Oh my God. Yeah. We were number one. We had these giant LED screens and like the budget was like so high. Like it was expensive. Bless my mom's heart for doing that. And then I went to college. I went to City College, Community College after, and the budget was like ass. And I was like pissed. I was like, I didn't realize I had it so good in high school. It was crazy.
I was in the high school band. We didn't have a show choir.
What instrument?
It sounds gay as hell, but I was in something famously very straight and cool, high school band.
It was gay. It was very gay choir. I was in love with all the gay guys, and I was in denial. Well, and I still am.
We didn't have them in Georgia, that's for sure.
You had them. Well, they just were
they knew their hiding. Play.
Did you say they knew their place? Yeah. Wait, what instrument did you play?
The drums.
Oh, that's like the sexiest instrument to play.
Yeah, I wasn't good.
Should we start a band?
Yeah, that's my dad's dream. My dad's dream ever since I was a kid is for my sisters and I to start a jazz band and or for me to be a stand-up comedian.
That's his dream.
Yeah.
Please, that's like no other parent in the world.
I know.
Please choose the most unstable careers.
His dad was in a jazz band with his brothers. They had like a sibling band. He's like,
I miss my dad.
He's like,
Devin, you're the closest relationship I have to my dad.
So many sisters. He's like, surely you guys can figure out how to make a band.
Wait, we should start a band for real though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play anything.
The drums.
I play the drums really badly.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get you into class.
It was only because, you know, you like try out when you're like in elementary school, you're going to middle school to be in the band. You try all the different instruments. And I was so little that I couldn't get sound to come out of any of the wind instruments. I would go, hoo, hoo, hoo. And I couldn't get any sound. Like, I would go, hoo,
hoo. Her breath work is needs work.
I couldn't get any sound to come out. So I was like, well, I guess I'll bang the drums. It's the only way I can make any noise. But okay. I really, to be honest with you, didn't want to play the drums. I wanted to play the gong. I thought if I joined the drum line, that they would let me.
Yeah, gong songs. Really popular gong songs.
I thought
songs,
they would let me play that gong.
Yeah.
And very little interaction I got to have with the gong. Like
one gong at the very end on certain songs.
This is what I've discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I discovered. It was a long career just to be able to play the gong like one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Rats. We'll get you in a gong band, don't worry. Yeah. Was that your wall? Or did you do your window in your wall?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, my window is that some guy's going to take us to the airport.
All right, well, my wall is that I ended things with a guy the other day, and he unfollowed me. Like, and he unfollowed the podcast.
This is going too far.
I know. Like,
I've been catching L strays, as we've discussed on the pod previously.
Yeah.
When men unfollow L, they also unfollow me, and now they're coming for our business.
Which is, like, unfair. Like, come on. Like, at least support the pod. Like, you can unfollow me, that's fine, but if you're unfollowing the podcast, like, that hurts.
I was saying that either I or a publicist needs to start writing your breakup text.
I'm being very kind.
When you send them, they're like, hey, it was so great getting to know you. I don't think it's gonna work out. Really appreciate your support for the pod. Really appreciate your continued support for Party God.
Yeah, and then here's our Patreon, just in case you're feeling generous.
Don't forget,
but to follow, just like and subscribe and comment if you want.
Yeah,
but I think I'm being very kind. I like said he was hot in the breakup message.
Maybe I know there's no bigger compliment than hey, you're hot.
I just you can't were right great. Now. Yeah. I'm just locked in. That's why I said I'm locked in. I can't date right now.
Right.
It's not personal.
Well, I mean, you do talk about dating on every single pod, so maybe he thinks that you are. Lying.
Well, I mean it this time. I'm taking a break.
See, if you're out there, if you're listening, I know you've unfollowed me, you've unfollowed the podcast, you've unfollowed Elle, but if you're listening still, please come back. No, first of all, please come back. Secondly, we need you. Secondly, what was I going to say? She didn't mean it. And she is not dating. Yeah.
I'm taking a break for real. For real, yeah. I mean it this time.
It's been 3 days, and this girl, clean. I'm clean, sober, clean and sober from dating.
Honestly, 3 days is big for me. So,
yeah.
Anyway, on that note, please enjoy our interview with Zach Zucker.
You've been comparing yourself to Hitler a lot lately. I am. What's that about? Kind of like the art side of it.
I'm Art Hitler.
I'm Art Hitler, painting out with and hanging.
Before
it was so funny. I was on the phone with my grandma before this, and she's like,
somewhere between 85 and 89. We don't know.
Oh.
But she won't tell us. But she was like, you know, she's first generation Holocaust survivor out here. And she's like, yeah, you know, with everything happening in the world, I hope you're not saying anything anti-Semitic ever. And I'm like, first riff of the day as a Mein Kampf. I was like, no, I would never. Sorry, Grandma. Sorry, Lila. I love you.
Damn.
I'm finished chewing my
mic. Your mic's all hairy.
I like it that way.
Okay. Well,
that was a choice. That was a choice. Was a stylistic and artistic.
I haired it up before this.
I think we gotta get synced because we need mine hairier or we need yours right. less hairy.
I have a lint roller in my bag.
I'm kind of. I've got some in here, so I feel like God I'm.
Damn it! You guys clapped yeah, on this before I got here.
I can share.
Yeah, we've been planning this. I was here earlier. That's why I was extra tired. Yeah. I ran up and down a bunch. Yeah. I came in under the guise of a stand-up who was just here.
Yeah. You had your wigs. Did you like how Devin and I were like going back and forth to get you in here and how it took so long?
I loved it. but look, you guys could have taken however long you want. I was 28 minutes late, so it's okay.
Kind of a diva. Diva mm-hmm. move.
Yeah, I know. For people, like, I think I really over-familiarized myself with you guys just because I know Caroline as well. And I was like, yeah, sure, the girls.
We feel closer to you because of this.
Yeah, truly. And I was like, well, we really have only talked to each other in real life for like two and a half minutes.
And can I say that when I met you, I was so surprised that the accent wasn't real?
Well, I'm actually British. I wish. No, I don't
why,
actually.
Why am I believing every word
you say? Are you doing an accent?
Well, in the show, but
I don't hear it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, boy, Bob, what's going on? You know, something like this.
You were doing that the whole
time. You're doing the accent. No. It's the other accent you do.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually it.
He's a really good gaslighter.
Thank you. I prefer actor. That's Mein Kampf.
Actors are just lying. Actors are just
and
lying.
And that's Mein Kampf.
That's Mein Kampf, actually. No, yeah, we're kind of just like lying and getting in character all the time.
I wouldn't even
say I'm an actor, though, you know?
Me neither.
No, there you go.
It's not
perfect.
Even the accent. It's a different one.
No, I'll maybe do it, but I find it tough to do. Because it was a voice I used to just do, and then it became this thing.
The guy.
And then it's tough because I would do that voice anyways, and then when I would do it in public, I feel like people feel pressure to be like, oh, he's doing the character.
He's doing
and I'm
the
like,
thing.
Nah.
Me
just,
right now.
Yeah. Do it. But it's tough, you know what they say.
He did the thing.
No.
He
did it. I was so stressed. I love the show, obviously.
Put somebody in the hat.
cut this off right here.
Yay. That's just, I actually only show this.
that's part of God.
Yeah,
and
that's part of God. Thank you.
I love the show, but I was so stressed. I was like, I've never seen somebody say so many words.
It's tough.
How do you do that?
Undiagnosed, unmedicated. You know, kind of just letting it rock.
Are we rolling? Okay, cool.
Yeah, when does it officially start?
Oh, we're in.
Oh my God.
It started at the bottom of the hill, baby.
Oh, yeah. We had mics. What did I say? Sorry about the stairs.
Yeah, please cut out all my opinions about all those groups of people. I didn't know that they would hear it.
Three Mein Kampf jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to take that out for my grandma. She can't hear that part, but everything else
She's
is
like,
good to go.
My dear grandson is in a podcast.
I can't disgrace her this late. She's my last remaining grandparent, and she already.
However old she is.
42, I think we've been saying lately with a wink. But I, you know. She doesn't like when I like jump into the crowd on stage or get naked or say anything crazy. So I'm trying
She doesn't like that?
No. Not as much as you would think a grandma would love if her grandson was doing that.
Right.
Just trusting strangers with your life.
Yeah.
And your body.
And your body. Yeah, with my body and my life, which really is my life.
Period.
Yeah.
Speak on that.
Yeah. I actually have a beat poem for that I've been working on.
Oh, shit. Oh.
No, I know this
Devin
is
drop
one.
A beat.
Yeah, drop a beat. I'll do the poem over it.
I used to be really good at beatboxing, and then I got lip filler, and I can't do
let's,
it anymore.
Let's hear it.
It's gone, the lip filler.
But maybe
it
that could add some reverb or something.
That's it. That's all
that
I got.
That's good. That's good.
It used to be better.
Nobody likes it.
Trying to add that, like, it's like in the car, my speakers are blowing out.
But those are the best speakers.
We've been talking about how we think that I'm probably better at blowjobs than Elle because I have, like, thin lips. And I think if you have thin, muscular lips, you probably get a better grip.
Mine are just like.
So you've no more purchase on the car.
It just falls off.
Yeah, it sort of falls out. For the listener, you're just going to have to watch that on YouTube. I have no way of explaining what I'm doing, but it's embarrassing.
Well, it's my technique.
It was a choice. I did it on purpose, okay?
Yeah, you want those good little grippy lips.
They do. Everyone's been calling you old grippy lips. Oh, so you're doing old grippy lips?
And, me. Her. She's got loose lips. Loose lips.
Loose lips and grippy lips pod. And I'm excited to be where I'm welcome. I'm happy to be home.
Welcome.
What kind of lips do you have?
I think I've got plush lips that know what to do.
Kind of a combo situation.
Yeah, am I allowed to also take? I've been taking some beats to the camera. Is that okay? I've been kind of just winking at it and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. You are a pro.
Yeah. Nice. Kind of like this, you know.
Oh, whoa.
But I've never thought to characterize or categorize them. But I'm happy. I'm happy with what I got.
That's
I feel really nice. Feel good, you know.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever asked you that before?
What type of lips do I think I have?
Yeah.
Not in like a public setting. Mm. maybe behind closed doors. They've been like, "Yo, papi, what type of lips you got?" And you know, I remove everything from my mouth and then I kind of tell them.
Right.
It's the.
Am I bombing credit. Already? Oh my god.
No, you're doing so good. You're doing so good.
Wait, I want to hear about your little fashion experience before you got.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah. Let's be clear. I was 28 minutes late because. I'm with two epic baddies right here, and I wanted to dress like all goth and punk and cool, and so I had some like cool like long pleated black pants and like boots I was gonna wear, and like a nice cut like shirt, and I was like so ready to put it on, and like I put it on, I looked in the mirror, and I was like, "There's no way, there's no way I'm gonna feel comfortable. I can't pull this off." And then I was like, "Okay, but let me still dress nice, you know? It's like nice to care about my appearance a bit." And I just bought some new clothes, so I was like, "Let me show them off," and then have since then regressed into a white t-shirt, a hoodie with my own merch on it and a hat from a show that I produced. Whatever. It's this new brand. It's called Stamptown. It's a brand. It's all about healthy masculinity. We're positive male role models. And we're kind of hype beasting it.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. I fully panicked. And then I was like, it said it was like 18 minutes away in the car. And then I hopped in and I forgot we're in LA. And then it took me about 40 something minutes to get here.
Hey, thanks for like us epic baddies. That's awesome.
Look, I mean, I am here. This is what it is. This is the demographic. Everyone knows what they're showing up to.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Old, you know, old loose lips over here.
Yeah, old loose lips and old tight lips over here. Wait, what would you say? What was your name again?
Tight lips. What was I?
Grippy lips.
Grippy lips. Grippy lips. Sorry. So, God forbid I mess up
that's
tight lips
merch.
And grippy lips.
That's
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to sell merch that said "gay for pussy." I love that. Mm-hmm. Like that, my friend Courtney described my sexuality as that, as a classic bi sexual boy.
What does that mean for you?
Yeah. I think it's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
I'm gay
cool.
for pussy.
Great, cool.
Yeah. What does that mean to you?
Well, why is she defining you this way versus other straight men? Like there must be something specific that you're doing.
I guess kind of just like living. I think I give a gay for pussy period type king. Of vibe. You know, period. I kind of just, I just bring that to the club.
Hell yeah.
I've never said that in my life. I don't know. You all got me saying crazy shit.
That's the party god.
I know. I feel I'm in the presence of the party gods and I feel there's some sort of, there's like a magic taking over me and I'm probably going to say some horrible things on this podcast. I'm leaning in hard.
All right. Well,
I was thinking like gay for pussy would be like, you're straight, but you're like doing poppers. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's because I'm bi and I feel like I'm a circus boy who lived in the, I'm a clown who was in the circus for like.
You're in the circus?
Well, like the.
Wait,
wow. Yeah. You know those huge elephants? Mm-hmm. I used to date them. I used to travel with them.
What?
Yeah. It's kind of like a crazy thing. Oh, I actually have a huge wet trunk is what they say about me.
I like it. Devin hates it.
I know. That's horrible. Seeing the.
That sounds like a job for loose lips.
A wet trunk? Sign me up. Loose lips
wet
is here.
Trunk. That wet trunk right over here. Slip right out.
Yeah. Fall right out of my mouth. No, that can't be the thumbnail. Dead in the eyes, mouth open.
We'll have to do that for our picture afterwards.
Can I spit on this mic?
No.
Sorry.
Stop asking that.
Okay, well, you don't have to out me for saying that 30 times before
go
we started
ahead,
rolling.
Spit on it.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, when I started rolling, I took Molly before this and I am freaking out right now.
Yeah, we got you. You're in a safe space. But...
Yeah. I just want to hang out with my girls.
Yeah.
Wait, you really grew up in the circus?
Yeah, were you
in
the circus? No, I lied a little bit. I was hyperbolizing. Classic me.
Don't lie to us.
I have to.
You love gaslighting us.
I'm loving gaslighting.
Well, I'm too blue.
No, I don't.
I believe everything you say, which I need to stop.
That's usually, I would say, to be honest, I came into here thinking, sorry, with my big old wet trunk, I came into this podcast coming here to tell truths and not lie, but I also do like to lie a lot for fun when it's harmless.
Mm.
Like, you know, I'm a billionaire and...
Slippery slope.
Really?
well, that's what they called me, all of pride. But no, it's more just like when it's like, I've only ever really like lied when I'm doing like public stuff where I'm not getting fact checked. Like, did I commit that crime?
Oh, we do a big fact check at the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah. Every
episode. Do you? Yeah, oh, my God. God. Well,
checking boxes.
The growing up in the circus was more that, like, I've been in, like, the international festival arts scene as, like, a traveling clown for 10 years, you know? It's not the same. I get it.
No, I was saying that's bad enough for me to write you off as a,
As a what? As what? I'm gonna stay on this. I'm pressing. I'm leaning in.
I was gonna say it to El. I was saying to El before you came in. I was like, how much should we like cut him off from doing clown stuff? I'm really anti-clown.
I like clown.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. I love it and I hate it. There's a, like, because there's a lot of terrible clown out there that's ruining this wonderful, beautiful art.
Speak on it. What kind?
The LA clown community, the New York clown community, the London clown community.
Yeah. Name names.
Are we rolling? Yeah. Chad. No, I love Chad. Chad's one of my best friends.
Chad's a party animal.
Chad is a party animal. Chad is one of my favorite people, truthfully, and I love him so dearly because we can make fun of each other all the time. But yeah. I hate to say this, deeply influenced and appreciative of his love and his craft.
Little grippy lips.
Yeah, me one. And his love and his craft. May I spit on it?
Yes.
No, permission
please,
to spit on it, sir.
Stop asking.
No, I think a lot of people make it their whole identity and their personality. And like, I don't consider myself a clown. Yeah. I just say I'm a performer because like I'm not a comedian. I've never performed in jeans. So like that's, or like a t-shirt.
Or like
you
those
know?
Nike shoes with the blue checks.
Truly. Like I'm always like wet and like getting a yeast infection from my costume because I didn't shower for weeks, you know? Yeah, I'm just soaking wet all the time. Sorry, the crowd is always soaking wet when I'm done.
Period.
Crying, pissing, coming, the classics. Yeah. They don't call me wet trunk for nothing. Damn. I got to keep it going.
It's confusing because you have a lot of swag for a clown. I've never seen a clown.
Honestly,
like you.
Yeah, it's a little like I don't know what to do with it.
That's because I think I'm a Jewish boy who grew up in the suburbs who wanted to be a rapper, a dancer, and a basketball player. Mm. And that's everyone
that's
I look up to.
Jewish boy.
Of course, obviously, duh.
Wait, where'd you grow up?
I'm from New York, and I grew up in like suburb of Chicago.
Okay, I'd see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
And then I moved here when I was 18, and then when I was 18, it was like whatever you think is cooler. That's where I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I would kind of tailor it to I wouldn't outright say it like that. That feels super uncool. But to say it without them knowing.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Is awesome. Yeah. That's that clown riz. No one's talking about it. It's dangerous.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe everything you say. Okay, so we start our podcast by giving you a Party God score. It's a predictive score. And then we'll retailor it at the end.
God.
You go first.
I'm going to go low. I'm going to say...
Is this because I'm a clown or is it because of what you've gathered for me?
Literally because you're a clown.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to start with a 3. I think you have a chance.
Not like a 6, a full 3. Okay. Yeah, nice.
I'm going to start with a full 3. I think that if you keep the clown stuff in check, I could be persuaded to go higher, but okay. I want you to earn this.
Cool. Well, if it makes you feel better, in my car right now, I have a few rubber chickens, a few hand buzzers, and a squirting flower.
No, this is everything that I've...
Okay, I'm going to go 7 because I like that kind of stuff.
Well, and if you add them together, that's a 10. And as long as you don't tell me what it's out of, that is a 10.
Well, we add them together and then divide it, so it's less
by,
of a, it's less
by
of
what,
a,
1? Nice. Yes. Or by 10, then I am number 1
we
partier.
We love math here.
I love math.
I love
math.
Really, I actually hate math.
I loved it a lot as a kid, and then when I found out it wasn't cool, I pretended that I was not as...
You're really shaping yourself a lot for...
As a clown. Many people don't know we're actually mathematicians.
Really shaping yourself a lot for the female gaze, it seems. Like, whatever
the female
gaze,
the male gaze, like everyone in between.
Yeah, I forgot
kind
the
of, bye, yeah, everybody. Yeah. I'm winking a lot at the camera.
Yeah.
Just me, a clip of him just all the
time. Winking over and over and over.
My math education ended after 8th grade, but it is because of growing up in the holler
in rural Georgia.
Nice. I don't know anything about that, so speak on that.
I grew up in a trailer with 8 family members. Let's in go. Like the deep south. KKK used to meet outside my high school until
my God. Is that why you have that hood over there?
get it
get it.
That's history.
It's her story.
Her story.
That doesn't mean anything. That's part of my heritage.
Oh my God. Wow, yeah, clip that. Only that, actually. That's the full episode. Yeah. Nice. That's wild.
Plus I stay cold.
Yeah.
She's cold. Gotta have a hood.
But then how come if you be staying cold, then how come you're not clothed up? I'm layers on layers right now.
Well, this is thank you for saying that. Yeah. Because Devin, I run hot and Devin is always wearing like tiny clothes and she's like, it's freezing in here. And I'm like, put some clothes on. I'm sweating.
You take some clothes off. It's easier to take clothes off than it is to put clothes
on. No, it's the same.
Well, look, as a feminist who would never tell anyone what to wear, wear what makes you happy.
Oh, boo.
Shout out to my fans. No. Shout out to the Zach Corps. I love y'all. No. I'll see you next year. No. I'm really going for the, like, the lower you go and the higher you go on my responses. That's my sweet spot, you know?
I think we should just cut this camera off completely.
No, I don't like what he's doing. Your perspective is important and it matters.
His hands.
Yeah. Nervous because I'm really, again, I said this, I don't know if we were rolling, very familiar with each other and we've only met like 6 days ago.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm like, oh, those are my girls.
Well, because every day.
The same way. Every day, like, we're blood.
Because every day he's been texting us, like, when I get there, can I spit on the mic?
That's, yeah. I was out every day. I was FaceTiming, like, I was sending videos. It wasn't just texting, you know?
Hey, girls. Yeah.
My girlies.
Hey, girls, sending you 8-minute voice notes. So, can you believe this? Giving you the goss of my life?
I really do feel so close to you already.
I know. Well, we shared a lot. That's awesome. We shared a lot. And I'll let you guys interpret what you think that means. Oh, it was a lot really of stairs. Weird. We walked up a lot of stairs to get here.
Well, that'll bond you, having to go through something traumatic, and those stairs are traumatic.
We're kind of trauma bonding.
Yeah. Audience, guests are not liking the new stairs to the studio. New dude.
I'm not liking on the ice cold metal chairs as well. Sorry.
I'm kind of fine with everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Great. And I think you're doing both a great job.
But he wants a higher score, that's why.
Yeah. No, I would never. I don't care.
At some point, you're going to have to pick.
Easy.
Yeah. He's like, looser grip.
Well, what if I told you there was a way to get both?
That laugh. Clowns aren't supposed to be charming.
I know. You're really switching sides. I
know.
Think.
Yeah.
I mean, is it working or it's not working?
No, it's working on her.
I think so. This is like class one response to clown. You're like, okay, clown
we'll
boy.
See.
And by the end of the night, they hate me more.
No, what I'm doing is distinct and cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's original to hate clowns.
Yeah, right, yeah. It is. Well, it depends. It depends if, because some people hate the idea of clowns, and that's why it's like devastating to say you are a clown, because they're like, what, do you do like balloon tricks? And I'm like, no, I didn't learn that.
Yeah.
I wish.
What
but
did
like,
you learn?
Devastating to be like the theatrical study of how to be one with the room and heal them. That's my interpretation. My teacher would never say that. But I went to a clown school in France for 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's why Stamptown is named what it is because it's from a village. The school was in a village called Etampes, Le Village d'Etampes, and Etampes translates to stamp. So I did a little homage to our clown school and our teacher.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out Fifi. Shout out Michiko. Those are my teachers.
Beautiful.
Shout out Tom Tom.
Fully feels like you're making up names.
it is like a school. It's like 75 of the weirdest people from like 45 different countries all converge on this tiny French village that's the last stop of their overground public transport. And you would never go there. It's like the opposite side of the train line of Versailles. So you only go if you like miss it. And it's like a terrible, wonderful place. It's like my Disneyland, but it is like objectively a not fun place to be.
I want
to
go.
Imagine it's awesome. You're backpacking through France as a college student and you think you enter this town, you're like, this is France? This is...
Yeah, they've got, you know, everything closes at 7:30. You can only, there's like a market twice a week. Otherwise, you're kind of like fucked for vegetables. Like,
oh my God.
What's partying like at clown school?
Survival.
It's actually awesome. It's, again, like 75 of like the weirdest, most confused, horny people from like 18 to 65.
I forgot about the horny part.
Horny,
I definitely learned a lot about life in clown school as a young American boy.
I mean, theater school alone. I went to theater school and that was horny. So add clown.
Oh. You have people who are like, I don't fucking care, man, and they're all like one with earth and themselves.
Naked. Actually, they sound cool.
We used to actually a thing. Well, it would
clean
rock.
House.
I think you would genuinely. First off, you'd clean house. Second off, you'd clean village.
Let's go.
Third, you'd clean country. You'd be in the cabinet. You'd be next to Macron next time.
Let's go. Oh, I'm liking this. Yeah, like a rubber chicken.
Yeah, a little rubber. Well, take my rubber chicken and my wet trunk. Those grippy lips and loose lips. My goodness, we've got a show.
It's taken on the road.
We used to do a thing at school called Naked Tuesdays, which was a way for all. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
I'm spilling our secrets.
Totally.
Where it was like every Tuesday there was like a 5-minute window where all three classes were at school at the same time during a break, and it was a completely non-sexual way for body empowerment for us to go into the hall, everyone get butt naked, dance to a song, and just celebrate being epic, and then put on your clothes on your leave. And if anyone was weird or pervy, we all it never happened, but we all agreed we'd beat the shit out of them in the town square. But we never did it.
No one ever was weird or
speechless.
No, everyone's kind of awesome about it, you know?
Oh my god.
This is the circus. Now I think I've lost you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't like it.
It was sounding cool before.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, you know what? Shout out to my Naked Tuesday gang. M. Putty. Dane. I forget who else was there.
All these
but
fake names.
Yeah. these are all my clown friends.
I was doing something similar in Portugal. I was living in a commune, and we would also have dance nights. But we wouldn't naked? Take off our clothes, but we were supposed to get into ecstatic dance. Like, you're
classic
supposed to,
like, Portuguese.
Yeah. It's ecstatic dance.
It's supposed to be like the idea is you're sober, but you, through dance, you like reach the state of intoxication through spirituality. Yeah. And
word.
It was a religious or spiritual commune. I've lived in a couple of religious communes. Yeah. Have I told you this?
No.
Yeah, well.
What?
Wow.
Anyway.
I love when the three of us get together and we get to open up.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Classic us.
Classic us. Classic us.
Wait, have you ever been pied in the face?
Yeah.
Well, how many times?
Are we talking professionally or personally?
Both.
Yeah, it's at clown school we did pie in the face. We did kick in the ass.
Lesson
we did
one.
Pie. We did kick in the ass. We did pie in the face. Like, and I actually failed. I'd say spectacularly on my pie in the face routine. I like did really
good.
Got
an F in pie in the face.
Truly, I fucking sucked. And I was not funny at all. And it wasn't until he then made me explain to the class like every way I have not been funny for like the year and a half preceding that moment. And that was like one of two times I was funny on purpose at clown school.
This sounds dark.
He it's made awesome. You.
I thought it'd be fun at clown school. It's like kind of cutthroat.
Well, it's beautiful. I think it is like in my heart, this is going to, start to absolutely dry you up over here, but tell the plumber not to come actually. unless he wants to. Okay. little cheeky bastard. I hold it as the, I think it's this beautiful art form that has like, my dream is to be like the modern day court jester, whatever that means. Yeah. And to have the jester's privilege and be a voice that people trust to like.
I knew it was about the jester's privilege. It always comes down to power. It always comes down to power in the end.
He does. Well, the jester doesn't get to eat with the king. He gets to, ideally in his heart, the jester believes that they're doing good. And they're not there for like, they're happy to be amongst them, but they're men of the people that are going up to the tops and saying fuck you or all this stuff, and like that's my dream.
You'd
and
be so good at that. I could totally picture you. And
thank you.
I'm so happy.
I mean it. I've only been, I really believe it in my heart. I believe I'd be really good at it.
Yeah. So you're a social justice warrior.
Yeah.
You gotta get the outfit though.
Yeah. What's the outfit?
The little hat with the bells. You have one?
I have other costumes with bells, but I don't have the jester hat with the bells. Wait. I don't have the classic like Harlequin.
It feels like you're not serious.
You gotta tap it.
No,
it feels like you're not even serious.
Girls, please. I promise. I'll dress up as the Joker if I have to.
Oh, yeah. That's what we want.
I want to hear about this experience of explaining to your class all the things that you did that were not funny for you. That sounds like a real stripping down of the ego.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. Well, that's
what
it is.
Like, kind of mean.
Yeah. I think, well, that's why I get upset with people out here or just people in general who take like one clown class and then they make this thing their whole identity. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm a white-faced, sad-nosed clown, and I'm like, bah! And they're just like weird to be weird, and I'm like, man, fuck you. There's like a beautiful thing that you're absolutely missing the mark on here, and then you do this awful, flagrant, offensive performance, and then other people see that and they're like, oh, this sucks,
sure.
And then they never like that. Like, oh, clown, yeah, that like horrible shit that I saw,
yeah.
And so I it's hard, man. It really breaks my heart, and I am by no means like at all a perfect or even good representative of it. I just like love it, and I respect myself and respect the art enough to not call myself that. But when people refer to us as clowns, it's more contextually, and I'm like, I'll take it there, but I don't ever self-publish as a clown.
So can you talk about psychologically what's happening for you in the program? And it seems like you're hesitant to go too into it, so I don't want to keep prodding.
Into clown school?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll talk about it forever. I just, one, A, didn't want to absolutely turn you off. And B,
past that point. Yeah. But, yeah.
Gosh, fellas, we did it again. They said it
don't
couldn't
worry,
be
yeah.
done. Shout out to the boys. Shout out Joey. Shout out Corey. I loved it. I mean, again, it was the best. Like, I was the youngest kid in the school there. I was 20.
Oh, whoa,
I'm only 22 now. But I did
whoa,
go 11
you're 22?
Years.
What the hell?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Again, you're a liar.
No, I'm 19. But I
always
next
happened.
Year, next year. But like, no, I was 20 to 22 when I was there. And it was like my first real time out of the country. And like, I really learned a lot about life and just kind of growing up in a lot of different ways. And my teacher is amazing. His name's Philippe Gollier. And Philippe was like, whole thing is, if it's not fantastic or beautiful or full of life and fantasy and joy and like beaming with light, then fuck you.
What a great experience to have at that age.
Yeah. You do, and you have, that's what the tattoo means, yeah?
Yeah, that's what it
says. Yeah.
That's what it translates to.
Word for word, if you can believe it. I won't make you do it, but when you want.
That's so beautiful, like at that age to hear that.
I loved
like,
it.
That's so important.
It was, and like, you know, even in my, even just like the way I lived there, like I lived in maybe four or five different places. And like at first I lived with an Italian guy, a girl from Basque Country, a girl from Palma de Mallorca in Spain, and a Belgian girl, and then a girl from Taipei, and a girl from Italy, and then a few British people, some Australian people. Like, it was just an awesome combination of people. So you're just like getting a full real life like crash course and experience of like other culture and ways of life. And as a young, dumb, naive American who like had only been in LA for 2 years doing improv at the time, it was an awakening experience.
Yeah. Awakening. Wow. Yeah. What's the craziest party experience that you guys had at clown school?
It's funny because there it was like more, they were more like wholesome kumbaya than like, we're going to like tear the fucking club down, you know?
Yeah.
But like, you know, but it was nice. There's a castle there. So we'd like party at the castle, and there was like a sand dune. So we'd have like bonfires and, you know, sled down the dune. And then there was a bar called Café du Départ. Shout out Jean-François and
They don't know these people. Yeah.
They would, we would party there every Friday. And then we would have like house, I had house parties at my place. We did Taco Tuesday every Tuesday because most of them had never had Mexican food.
You did Taco Tuesday on Naked Tuesday?
Yeah. It was Naked Tuesday. On Naked Tuesday.
Ooh, that room was.
Well, yeah, so it was bumping. It was wild.
Seems like you could space it out a little. Everything has to go down on a Tuesday.
Well, we had a bunch of other stuff for the rest.
Really
the
big day.
Yeah, but Tuesday was, you know, Tuesday's Tuesday. What else? It's perfect real estate for Taco and Naked Tuesday.
Everyone's so full.
Everyone's so full. So and nothing to be ashamed. We're letting it all out. We're all feeling it. You know.
Always forgetting about castle parties. I'm always forgetting that's an option.
I know. We got to go to some castles.
Yeah. And now to be clear, this castle is like what is. Kind of like the piece of chess, like the rook, like it's just kind of the singular castle that's like fully broken down, and like you shouldn't go in there because it's dangerous. But it is still the ruins of a castle.
That's fun.
We like a little danger.
Yeah, whatever. I've kind of, you know, I had some so epic memories around the castle, so that's kind of my life.
Damn.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. What's a typical clown party? Walk us through it.
It's so funny because like the way that is delivered is so perfect because it's so cutting, but it's so real, you know, but it's true. And I'm terrified, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
A typical clown party when I was at clown school was we would finish class and then we'd go to our local, allegedly our local hash dealer and smoke, get some weed. It's like it's like European weed, you know?
I'm familiar.
Yeah, it's kind of like, so in case you don't know about home, it's like European weed, but it's like worse, but it's better sometimes.
Yeah, they do this crazy thing. They put it in with tobacco. It's called a split.
Yeah, you know about this stuff.
I've never heard of this.
I didn't know if you guys heard. And they have this stuff called bière. I don't know how that translates to beer, maybe. No, so, to come on here, has anyone ever come on and mansplained a spliff?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Ladies?
You're the first.
Today's the day. today. I wish today was Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Damn it. Spliff Taco opportunity. Naked Tuesday.
Taco
Dinosaurs.
Oh, have
to be getting naked.
Well.
Let me. Again, it's for body positivity. Don't fucking perv on us.
Yeah. just
to Mike. Mike. You don't want to even see what he's doing back here. It's fucked up.
Whoa, what the hell?
But I like
it. He's been doing that the whole time?
Yeah, yeah. For every single episode. I've been the one commenting
about
this.
We never look over there.
We never look. We're just so locked into our guests, we never even look beyond it.
Damn it.
And I appreciate that.
Thanks. I guess we have some new hiring.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to be tough to get people, though. There's a lot of stairs to get folks up for this gig, you know?
Yeah, so that's why they goon, because they're tired. They need a release.
Exactly. I think a lot of people didn't know about this, that I thought everyone just kind of knew it was going on, but there's been more people that were adults recently that were like, have you heard of this phrase? And I'm like,
Gooning?
Yeah, I'm like, what, you don't think I got a cave, dog? You don't think I got 90 screens? My car, I'm in a cyber goon truck. No, I'm kidding. It's a Hyundai Tucson goon truck. No, it's just, to me, the idea of that community, of the goon community, cracks me up very hard.
And so I like it.
I love it.
People commented that on our video. They said, just goon to this shit at this point. It's like, don't be saying that.
Well, what if you embrace them?
You
the
like,
gooning community gives
like
back.
You like it. Don't be coy. You love that people are gooning to the pod.
Guys. Hey, gooners, are you gooning to this right now?
And now you're just feeding them. Yeah, you're exactly like, you're hey, recognizing buddy. The gooning comments.
Yeah. My gooning comrades. Goon up, belts down, cock in hand, and tug. Tug. Spit on it, tug.
No,
I'm dead to camera.
They're going to do it.
They will. And keep going. You little cucks think I was done?
Yeah. We think you're disgusting.
We think you're disgusting.
We hate it when you do this.
It's awesome or terrible that one guy right now is like, oh, fuck yeah.
No, literally.
Oh, like, fuck yeah.
They're looking at me.
They're looking at me. They see me. Oh, I'll send him $40. What's your Venmo? Put your Venmo up.
Actually, yes. Yeah. Venmo. Venmo. If you're gooning to us, you should be paying us.
And we know that you are. We can see you and it's nasty.
I can sense it in the future. Yeah. I know they're right now. I know they are.
They're gooning us in the future. They're gooning right now in this moment while we're recording it and gooning to the release.
Time isn't linear.
Yep. Let's get into
That's the first thing they teach you in gooning.
Yeah, and at clown school. Wow.
You went to clown school, we went to gooning school.
Yeah. Really? Where'd you guys study?
It was also in France. It was next door.
Really? Yeah. You studied at Goonyu? Yeah. Wow.
Heard of it?
Yeah, I have. I was there every day trying to get in, watching through the window, gooning.
Yeah. We learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well.
What's your top gooning technique?
You know, no hands.
Well, she's talking about something we were just talking on earlier, but I revealed to the audience that I especially when I was a teenager, I used to be able to just like stare at a spot on the floor and think so hard about sex that I could come. And
cool. Oh, you still can't do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that since I was like 4. I have not mastered this technique.
That's why I didn't get into the school.
That's why they didn't take me into Goon U.
It's really hard acceptance rate there.
Yeah. Damn, I have to accept that.
What about you at the Goon School?
Well, I just started becoming a TA at the end.
Really?
That's so hot. Yeah, that's so hot. TAing will always get you down.
Yeah, no, TAing does kind of always get you the goon job that you want.
Patches on my elbows.
Oof. TAing is kind of gooning at the job, is it not?
It is. Hey. Yeah, because you're assisting, you're not fully in.
That's how you learn.
Yeah.
That's how you learn. Yeah.
Is that where y'all met?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, cool.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
We learned from each other. It was
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was cool. She gooned herself on the spot, and you went, I got to learn from you.
Like how nurses practice on each other in school.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, again, I have no secondary, like actually formal education.
Yeah. My master's degree is in psychotherapy, and we would have practice on each other. We'd be each other's therapist.
Yeah, she's really? Actually educated.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah. Where did you study psychotherapy?
Gooning school.
Gooned right into
Turns
that
Turns out one. That's the only therapy you need.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. To be honest, I think you would learn a lot.
Honestly, everyone would.
Yeah.
Themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
If I ever got back into the practice, I think I would do something related to gooning.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Like a sex therapist?
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't want to work so hard. When I was working as a therapist for real, I was in the field for like 5 years, and it's so draining. But I think if I were just like...
It's like, just focus on your breath.
Yeah, just focus on your breath. Yeah. And just chill out.
Relax.
I'm going to read and you do what you want.
Yeah. But I'll be here. And I know that's doing it for you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just watch the podcast.
That's got to... here. Actually, watch my podcast while I'm in the room.
And I'm your therapist and I'm proud of you.
Oh.
Whoa, hot.
There she goes.
Whoa.
I have a friend. I don't want to say... she has a professional name and a personal name.
Both?
But yeah. I'll give you her government ID.
Yeah.
But she is in the sex work world and is like an epic porn star. And her like forte was like the sissy doms, like men who like to dress up in like diapers and shit, and they would like piss and shit and come in their diapers, and then she would like make fun of them for having small cocks and stuff, and then would like they would pay so well, and she'd be like, oh, you'll never fuck me, doesn't that suck? And they'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then like shit themselves, and like she was like a closer to a millionaire than not.
Oh.
And I was like, yo, I'm in the wrong biz.
That's same.
I'm in the wrong biz.
Some people can have it all.
I kind of, one of my dreams for Stamptown is for us to kind of be like new Playboy, like Playboy, Comedy Central, and MTV.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know what that means, but I've been in Hollywood long enough that they love a buzzword.
That's true. Oh yeah. Speak more on that.
I don't know. I think in our shows, like our shows can get like horny, and it's, and I think in a way that's like ultimately hopefully empowering.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome as hell to have some sexy ass performance. And as long
I
as
love
you're,
that.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm a pervert.
That was my big note. That was my big note.
Rip. Safe space for perverts.
Yeah, it was.
Cut it all out. There were 5 burlesque acts on the last show. I was
all
like,
the women were naked.
Yeah. And that was a booking error. That was more of like, that's the hard part about the show. Truthfully is we have like a main stable, but that stable is across like New York, LA, London, and Australia. And then other parts of Europe, depending on people have gigs. So like my dream show has like 3 variety acts in it, but it's usually opening with a skills, like not that it can also be sexy, but it's like the point is not burlesque. But in LA, I just don't know as many variety acts. And I know a handful of burlesque and dancers. And if you've ever done the show or I've talked to you about doing it, you'll know I will either book you and forget or forget that I booked you, which is the same thing, but it means 2 different things to me.
Yeah.
Or I was also realizing like all of the, like in our core crews, we're like building towards this special right now. Like all the women that were supposed to be in or that are in the show were just weren't free. And I was like, well, I got to double down on the variety. And then I was like, did I just book like five burlesque women in a row? And then the two comedy acts that were women like also kind of got their tits out. And I didn't ask them or tell them to. I just forgot that that would happen.
Like, the show is really horny. This is
it is. And ultimately, I want people to leave like super happy. I want people to leave horned up and have the best fuck of their life or fall in love and leave like rejuvenated. I want this to be like a nice like come goon with us for 3 hours.
I felt like I was watching a cartoon in real life.
That's my dream. I always describe really us fun. As real life cartoons.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cartoons, I had a great time.
Oh, period. Yeah. I loved it. It was awesome.
Elle had watched a third of the show. Her camera didn't come out until the breast came out. And I'm like, it's my girl.
It's like, whatever, yeah.
I like what I like. But it was cool.
That's fun. It's they're an epic bunch. And sometimes that was pretty tame, I think, all things considered. Like, we have a guy, shout out my boy Marshall Arkley, my man with the horse cock. He lights his cock on fire and puts a flag in his penis and lights it on fire.
Well.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of incredible.
Oh, well, we got to see that.
He would get along really well with that guy. My brother-in-law knows who serves the shots out of his uncircumcised penis. He takes it into a cup.
About that?
Yeah.
I've know people who do a similar.
Whoa.
I have another friend named Louie. Shout out Louie. Louie has another guy friend of mine with a massive penis, and he does no-handed yo-yo on his penis.
Pardon?
It's incredible.
Can you explain?
You know the yo-yo?
I'm familiar.
And you know how it goes? Yeah. Well, then he kind of does tricks and ties it around his penis and like swings it around and then catches it afterwards and then like somehow doesn't.
What's your party trick?
Yeah.
Damn, they segued me back into the prompts.
Gotcha.
This is the hardest one for me because I don't think I have a party trick. I think my party trick is that I'm like alive and I'm here.
You're full of tricks. You're literally like, full of tricks.
I know. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but like not like, I think my trick is that I am the trick, but like, yeah. I don't think I have one individual trick.
I'm getting nervous because I feel like he's going to say, you're saying I don't have a trick so that you can surprise us with some sort of trick.
Well, I mean, it feels like you're planting the seed and I'm happy for you to do that. We'll see if it works.
Oh.
Psychoanalyze that, bitch.
Whoa, so sassy.
It just felt like the right time. Again, I think I really know you guys and I'm forgetting we don't know each other so well.
No, I feel like we did.
Hey, I'm in. That's all right. Yeah. Wait, baby. Was it something I said?
No, come on. I feel like
I'm not like a guy who like busts out the worm or does a backflip. You know, like I'm
really?
Not.
This seems like exactly how I would think of you as a party.
I'm shocked.
And that's the thing. I'm more than what people think.
Oh, period.
Yeah. I'm a skater. I'm a basketball player recreationally.
Wait, you almost rapped. You want to be a rapper.
I do want to be a rapper in my heart. Like there's like truthfully nothing more in the world I want than to
be
a rapper.
Can you rap?
Yeah.
Not really. No, of course not. Obviously not. That's why I haven't done it yet. But I am making a new character
We're not stupid for asking.
Well, no, you're not. You're fully right to ask. And in my heart, I should say yes.
Yeah.
But there like to me, it's already terrifying to do it in a comedic sense to come on here on this podcast and try to rap for the two of you is like truly that's like as hard as like climbing Mount Everest. I think I would rather die. I would rather die than do that.
We'd be so supportive. I love it.
And the Gooners would love it because she'd be supportive and I'd be making fun of you and they would go off.
Don't bring the Gooners in because everything I do for them.
I know. See, they'd love it.
Stamptown's original name was Goontown.
Oh.
No, but it would be good, wouldn't it?
Why do we believe everything? I should.
That's my trick, maybe.
No, but I'm lying.
Lying.
I'm trying to phrase it better where it doesn't come off as like lying or gaslighting. Like, what is the third positive tricking? Version?
Like
tricking. I'm a trick. I'm the trick, and that's my treat.
Ew.
Yeah. See, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
No. There's no good way to rebrand lying, I think.
You have tricks on stage. What's your trick at a party? I'm going to get this out of you.
I like truthfully, well, this is one of the other questions, like how are you at a party? And I think I'm like the worst person to have at a party because I'm either like having the time of my life, which means that I am loud. I am probably controlling the music. I'm probably doing a bit that is like really annoying to a lot of people, but so funny to some, like a much smaller amount of people.
Yeah.
And it's like great later to be like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. But while it's happening, if you're on the other side of it, and let me be clear,
like
everyone is welcome into the whatever this force of nature that I've bestowed upon a party is
Give
happening.
Us an example.
It's really gracious.
We would like, you know, this isn't like so fun, but it's like this, again, this guy, he had the biggest fucking target on his back. Like I like 8 years ago, one of my friends was part of like the old like CBS diversity showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, they were all hanging out on Venice at like a house and it was all this like faux like team building, like, yeah, we're all in it. We love each other. We're doing this.
Cut
and
throat, I was just
like,
hate each other.
Yeah, God, they hate each other. They would throw each other in front of a car if that got them this much closer to nothing, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, I see that. And it's okay if that's what it is, but like meet me there. Meet me where you really are. Yeah. Don't don't, yeah, I know you're not listening. You're not trying to talk to me. You're trying to talk to somebody else. And like, mm-hmm. you don't think I know that. So fuck yeah. you. I'm going to waste your time and your life. And so they wanted to play that game where it's like, you're in a circle and you go around on every number that has seven or the multiple of seven, you're supposed to say buzz. And then it like,
they reverses. Made you play an improv game?
Yeah, dude. And that's what I'm saying. I was like, I didn't come here for this shit. Like,
the hell? We're at a party.
Fuck y'all. Nerds. Yeah. Yeah, I don't yeah. I don't want to fucking do this.
They made you play, what is it, Bit Bang Bong?
Bit Bang Bong is awesome.
That's the one. Yeah. Earlier today, we saw Keegan-Michael Key at a party, and she said, is that Jordan Michael Peele?
Look, I've officially reached the age where I can't do names. Like
Jordan Michael Peele is a 10 out of 10.
I was like, no.
You guys have to stop saying because I'm going to remember that. I can't think of
what. You have
I,
to.
I don't know what
if
the real name is.
If you met him and said that to him, I think his sense of humor would be good.
It's Michael Peele and it's Jordan Michael Key.
No, it's Key. It's Michael
Basketball Jordan. That's what the B is. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait.
You know so, when you're like, you know when you're like parents, like can't get anything wrong, like or can't get anything like name right. Like my stepmom used to call it like Humble Mouse. Like she's like that band that you like, Humble Mouse. And we're like, oh, you loser. Like, yeah. Like I'm at that age where it's like, it's just gonna be wrong from here on.
That's yeah. But you gotta just own
I
that.
You.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
got you, girl. I'll, yeah. I'll steer you right.
My brain
isn't
elastic yeah. anymore. It's kind of hard and like a Laffy Taffy that you've chewed it. On and left out.
Yeah, overnight. Good. Yeah, but that's when it's the best. And the thank best you. Thing about a Laffy Taffy is it's got a little joke on it. So that aww. Means there's a joke on your brain anytime you want.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
He's proud of that.
It's kind of one of the ways it's my sickness that allows me to see life better. Psychoanalyze that.
Wait, so what happened after they
so then they just, game? so it kept going on, and by the grace of the clown gods, every time it landed on a buzz, or every time it was on seven, it was on me, and every time it was supposed to say buzz, I would say the number. And then there was one guy that kept getting so pissed off, and everyone understood we were fucking with him, and it was me, my yeah. best friend Vigo, who's Norwegian and amazing, so he has the ESL factor, and then yeah. Johnny, who's Canadian, who just is like, oh, I'm not from here factor. Mm-hmm. So the three of us really tag-teamed this, where like, again, miraculously, I am a hyperbolic speaker. Hyperbolic speaker, hello. Sorry, again, I'm there. But,
in,
but I do embellish a lot. Yeah, I'm clowning. Yeah. Can I?
No. Okay. Yeah. No.
He wants me to do it.
We've been over this. We signed.
I feel like a baby.
We signed
like
a contract.
And this is my trick. Is to get people to go, hey.
I like it.
Throw crazy. Coins and stuff.
Yeah.
But then it just every time it happened, I would say buzz when it was like a five. Or like when it was getting close, and then we finally got to like, I think 21, you're supposed to say buzz.
Yeah.
And it would get to 21, and I'd be like, 21, let's go. And he'd be like, no. And just kept doing this. And he got like really in my face. And it got to one point where it was like, you could see him doing the math, and it was like 14. And he was like, no way. It's going to come back around and land on him. And I was looking all the way around being like this. And there was like one moment where there was really, all of us were in like a really heated stare. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to say buzz. And I was just like, 21, right down his fucking eyes. And this dude was like, it got close to a physical altercation. And I was
what?
Like, brother, if you were going to care so much and have nothing going on in your life that fucking around in a game like this that you'll never remember and ultimately doesn't matter is going to be the thing that pushes you to violence, then like, we got to explore that. So and that's what I'm here for. That's, also, I think, my trick.
Getting into a fight over an improv game is...
It was unreal. I'll never forget like how hard we were laughing that night. That's like, it's truly a core... There's like a core laugh in my ribs from this.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's yeah. so poetic.
Thank you. Okay. See, clown is poetry.
My
drop
laugh.
The beat and I'll do a clown on top of it.
Can't beatbox anymore, my lip filler.
Lip filler's a good rap name.
Lip filler.
Yeah.
Oh, because it is lip filler.
Yo,
rap.
I didn't even think about that.
See?
Mm. Wow. Mm. Damn.
That's the laugh in my ribs.
That's the laugh in the old laugh in my ribs.
That's the poem in my ribs.
What's yeah. the laugh? What are the laughs and poems in your ribs?
Yeah.
I hate this question.
You in. Know what it means.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What's the come laugh on. In my ribs?
What's yeah. the laugh? What's the laugh so hard you remember in your
what
ribs?
What are you guys asking?
Like, I remember I was at an auction, silent auction for a charity.
He has another laugh in his rib ready to go.
Ready to rock, yeah. I was with my friends.
Common phrase, laugh in your rib.
I was laughing in my rib. I was with my friends, John and Neil, and we were watching the 24-hour plays in New York, and Neil's husband and my, like, person I was seeing at the time were in this play. Mm-hmm. And halfway through, they came out and they were like, hey, we're accepting live donations. And the founder was, like, in front of a huge screen, and it was like Town Hall on Broadway, and there's maybe 500-600 people in there.
Yeah.
And if you donated $50, your name would pop on there. And so I threw up the name Penis McBoogers. And I thought it was really funny.
Classic.
And then people started cracking up and he had no idea. And then my buddy Neil did the same exact thing, and he put one in there, and he was like, will this ever end? And then so we're like donating money ultimately to this cause. But then they start to see what's going on, and they lowered the threshold to $1 so that they could clear them down a little bit. But then everyone in the crowd started joining, and we raised like an extra, I guarantee, like $2,000. Like $2,000.
Power of comedy.
Power of comedy, you know? And then I remember, you know, it's like the laugh when the teacher's like, are you okay? Like, do you need to go into the hallway? And you're like, no, I'm good. And just like kept laughing, and I did Penis McBoogers like 4 times. And so that is another one that, like, it made us friends for life. That laugh is in the right side of my ribs.
Okay, I've got one too. What the hell? You already did one.
I got a bunch.
I got a laugh in my rib. I was talking earlier. I was remembering.
Laugh in my rib. Hell yeah.
This is great. I love having a laugh in my rib.
Yeah.
Me too. It's something that I've always had.
What is this laugh in your rib?
Earlier we were talking about, I don't know why I was remembering this, but I was remembering how when I was a kid, we had cows and I was always just like watching their movements and seeing what they're up to. And so I started.
Classic psychotherapy.
You know, I've always been a little bit of a thinker.
Right?
Yeah. So I started like pooping in the yard so I could be like, I'm living like the cows.
Sweet Devin is pooping.
Yeah, it's pooping. How old were you when this was happening?
Last year, two years ago. Yeah. Still doing it.
A year ago, like December 2025?
Like 10 or 11. But I think my parents were confused because I thought it would just like blend in and they wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And it was just like fully like human shit.
Oh, the cow's okay.
That's incredible. Yeah. But I feel like cow shit is...
Massive
compared to human shit.
Yeah, I wasn't getting up there in volume. Yeah.
No.
You're like, the grass has been growing really well lately.
There's this new cow poop is doing wonders.
Gooner, she's talking about shitting.
That was a good one.
That was a good laugh in there. You didn't like laugh when you told it, but.
It's hard to make yourself laugh. Yeah.
Trust me, I do that all day long.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I think it's because I'm an introvert. You're like an extrovert, probably.
I think I'm an extroverted introvert in my heart.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love to be in front of a crowd in a contractual sense, but that's why I'm like at a party. I don't have birthday parties for myself either. I always fly on my birthday so I can't be reached.
What?
Yeah. It's real. I don't want to, it's just to have the same conversation. Oh yeah, I'm good. Oh no, nothing's changed. It's been 40 minutes.
Well, something has literally changed your birthday. Your age has changed.
Allegedly Obama, you know, like, so
it's the only thing where something has actually changed.
Second Trump we've gotten today. Gareth did a Trump too.
That wasn't even a Trump. Yeah.
I feel like I'm just extrovert.
Yeah. You're always making yourself laugh. You probably talk to yourself.
I do talk to myself all the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
And I'm just like, God, I hope no one hears me because I look absolutely
insane. I've got nothing to say to her. It's all happening in here.
Yeah, well, I got to get it out of here.
I got to get it out, otherwise
I
go
crazy. I'm the opposite of you, though. I'm like, I wish everyone could hear because I'm being fucking hilarious right now. Or I'm rapping like it's my motherfucking life, you know?
I always feel that way when I like have dated someone. It's like, I've left all these good jokes on the table. Like, you know, when you get out of the relationship, you're like, I left
said this.
So many good they jokes have died. This.
Have you said some, because I feel like I've crossed this line accidentally, obviously, because I'm an idiot who just like says a bunch of stuff. But I'm like, I think I've had so many funny jokes where like, I feel like you see me and understand. Sammy and I, another clown school thing, you separate the performer and the person or the subject and the person. I love everybody unless you give me a reason not to like you, but I am just laughing of this thing right here. And I've made jokes that I'm like, objectively, this is hilarious. And it is, you know, people have just been very upset with the joke. And I'm like, oh man, like, well, it's even worse. I know I have to apologize and I will, but like on a deeper level, you don't understand me.
And that's the real
period.
Yeah, it's tough being gay for pussy out here.
I don't think I explained it well. When you get out of a relationship and you're no longer seeing that person and you're like, all those jokes are dead, like, you know.
Oh yeah.
Those jokes are burnt and now I don't have, like, you know,
recycle it onto the next person. They're like, you're hilarious. And you're like, yeah, I just came up with it. Just totally stealing.
Oh my God. But I actually, this is the truth. If I have something, I've never brought over a joke or a bit or a thing from one relationship to the next.
Right. Same. Yeah. Really? We're purists.
But
you and I.
I have, but
I'm recycling.
I'm recycling. It's for the environment.
I know this will kill.
I think my game, if you will, is the same, or the way that I approach stuff is the same. But like, there's been some people who've tried to bring up similar, like, you know, cute little names or something, and I'm like, that's somebody else. I can't.
I was sweet pea.
Like,
someone else was sweet pea.
Yeah, someone else was sweet.
Someone else called me baby.
Yeah, you can't call me baby or Zach. Or Zach. My last ex called me Zach. Don't call me that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Reminds me of her. Reminds me of her.
Yeah. You're being weird.
Yeah. You're being fucking weird right now.
Call me Stamp. My other laugh in the rib.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
This is so, like, I don't even think about it, like, sometimes. I was just in 7th grade And we had this substitute teacher, shout out Mr. Ladd. And Mr. Ladd. And he just went.
See, this is a perfect laugh in the rib. Whoa. Sorry. Yeah, it tastes delicious. Let the rib. He went,
Anna, Sam, get busy. And he was so serious. I just went.
Was it just you or was it everybody?
Just me. No that's one else awesome. Thought it was funny. And I was
did
like,
you ever share that with anyone or no?
No, that's I've the never big told anyone.
Your rib is a middle school style joke, like a.
Yeah, I've had some. I mean, there was like times I remember my high school sex ed teacher, who was also my baseball coach randomly.
Oh.
He sucked. I hated this guy. Oh, period. But the first day of sex ed, our sophomore year, he was like, all right, you guys have 10 minutes. You can write down everything you want on this board and get it all out. You can ask me anything. And it was like people writing double-sided dildo. And he was like, well, as you know, it's a dildo, but it's a dildo on both sides. All right. Gangbang, bukkake. And people are just like, we're cracking up, being like, oh my God, he said it. And also like, but like, what am I right? Oh yeah, what is this actually?
Yeah, well, I don't know what that is. We did that in our school too. And one girl went, what's an orgasm? Mm. And we're all like.
I'm like, hard relate, girl.
You went to the nerdiest school. What?
Listen, hey, it's a horny.
It's a nerdy, horny school.
It probably goes hand in hand.
Yeah. You put it in your hand and then their other hand and then that's what it is. you're getting literally teed at from the sides right now.
Yeah, I'm choosing.
We're hentying you right now.
Sorry, Queen. What do you think is a party foul someone can do?
I think cornering the host of the party, or thinking that because you're there that they want you to talk to them the entire time.
Oh, okay. Yes, I agree.
Because it's like, hey, when I go, and if I'm even if it's one of my best friends, I'm like, yo, this is your night. You'll come and get me if you want me, and I'll know when it's time to come in.
Absolutely.
And also some of it is a little bit like.
Yeah, it's so funny to like literally say that. Yeah, I know you'll come get me if you want me. And
the role of the host is like you're bopping around.
You can't stop the flow.
Caged. Yeah.
No, because then you're ruining it for. Because then you become fodder for the host. Other people are like, sorry, that motherfucker was holding me up, and you're like, you don't want to become that. You want to be like, oh my God, aren't you so stoked that they're here?
Exactly.
Mm. So you can't hold them hostage, and then
yeah,
I think that I've seen that a lot, like in, you know, obviously after shows, like when there's people you want to talk to and you're excited to see them after the show, it's like, you know, and then there's other folks who just like trying to sell merch and they'll be like, so how'd you get into clown? Can you tell me everything? And I'm like, buddy, unless you pay me $4,000 right now, you got to get the hell out of here.
Absolutely.
There's
like a
line of girls at the door, like trying to greet you after the clown show. And you've got this like one man who wants to like,
yeah. And I'm like, brother, I'm trying to talk to the puss, please. Thank you. Dude.
Read the shirt.
Yeah. Read the fucking shirt. Gay for pussy. I got my ass ate at Stamptown. You know? Would you wear that?
Yeah.
I thought about pitching that as merch as well. I and I think that's what I want to lean into, like slutty little gay shit.
Get sluttier with it.
I think I need to.
It's time.
No.
Why not?
I just think you guys should clean it up a little.
Really?
Yeah.
In which direction?
A lot less burlesque. A lot less.
You have to come and see another show because there's usually that's the most we've ever Devin's had burlesque on the show.
Devin.
Devin.
Devin's just too straight, so she doesn't like.
Oh yeah, I think that's the big problem. There were no naked men.
Usually there are. Yeah, no.
I go a little on both sides.
I'm not trying to scare.
Yeah. Like that's why I whipped out my phone for the.
Yeah.
For the girls.
For the epic, for the girlies.
I don't like it. And also you don't know who you're like influencing, like young women who come in and now they're like maybe exploring their sexuality in ways that like.
Are you psychoanalyzing yourself?
Yes.
Did it awaken the beast within
Speak
you?
On that.
Yeah. Because look, all it is just a bunch of women who are our top performers getting paid higher rates, doing their epic skills, and they can choose to do whatever they want with their performance. You got a problem with that?
I disapprove, yeah.
Huh. Oh. Well, how would you like to be our next producer? Hey. Finally find somebody who has the same beliefs as me. I'm trying to do comedy Magic Mike. 19 guys, one girl.
See, this is a lesson in Hollywood. If you stick to your guns, the opportunities will come.
They will show up eventually. You'll find the right bisexual guy. He'll bring you in.
Who actually is sex negative.
And yeah, he's sex negative, masking as sex positive. I'm sex neg.
You can finally be real. Yeah.
We could be ourselves.
Yeah,
thank you. What did it make you feel seeing so much burlesque?
I was just like, I don't know, I'm over it. And like, again, I'm worried about other like young women.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I don't know. In what way are you worried about the young women?
I think because you can go your whole life being straight and be like
This is what I was hoping you were going to say.
On the road to getting a husband and like the perfect job and career, and then you can see something like that.
Do you have? Are you on the road to husband?
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I need things like that to like not. I mean, I'm strong, so it's not going to happen to me. But
that gay virus won't get me.
Get back.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want another like an hips. I wouldn't want like an upstanding woman who's like just starting out in her career to see something like that and get derailed.
Oh. Derailed. What you want her to get? But what if she wants to get derailed? She wants to get railed after the show.
Railed by a man is fine. Derailed, no.
Well, derailed is by a man, I guess, and P-railed? I don't know. I think I'm getting to gender politics, maybe back.
Pussy-railed.
Yeah. Prailed.
Prailed.
Yeah. Prailed. I get railed every day.
Prailed, man.
Yeah. Prailed. They're prailing on my downfall.
Period.
So you saw these hot, sexy women, and then now you're thinking about it.
Right.
Oh, I did.
They're on your mind, top of mind. Yeah.
I didn't really notice their...
their brassieres.
Physical features. Ah.
Me neither. I only looked them in the eyes.
Yeah.
I was looking at their souls. I was imagining...
Sorry, their holes. Their holes. I was looking at their holes.
I was just picturing what it would be like if they were like speaking, you know, and, like, what they would be saying.
They were minds. Literally speaking. Yeah. They were speaking.
I was thinking about their minds.
You don't have to imagine they were speaking.
Yeah.
They're silent. You silenced them.
I did. Well, it was a bummer. I was like, God damn it. There's objectively, numerically more women on the show than there are men. But in this moment, they're all naked. It was horrible. I have to shout out my good friend, Eliza Dillon, who like, this is another thing that I think like why I'm... This is me and my friend Henny. Shout out Henny. We have a thing because she's British and I don't always understand sarcasm when we do the hands. This is like, hey, this is a no bit zone. This is actually an only earnest and like honest zone. Yeah. And for me, what am I?
You should do that.
Yeah. It's like, hey, it's like, actually, hey, good job. Or like, can I talk to you for a sec? You know? Yeah. Huh. And for the show, one of the hard parts is like, I think the show is like naturally super diverse and like we book people from all over the world. All different types of people, however they fucking identify, whatever they do. Yeah. But the hard part is when we're in individual cities, you don't have access to everybody that you've like got. And there was a while where I was like, oh, okay, well, at least we're hitting our gender balance. But like Eliza pointed it out to me this summer at the Fringe. She was like, hey, there's like 9 women on the show. And in this one, only 2 of them were getting naked. But like 4 of them were either dancing or doing some sort of larger ensemble or circus piece. And she's like, there's only 2 women speaking. And then there's like 4 guys on the show, but plus you, it's like 5 guys talking, 1 woman. And then a bunch of other people in the background. And I was like, man, it sounds so fundamental, like, you know, fundamental, but like, I didn't think about it like that. So we've really made a concerted effort to do that. And that's why I was bummed on a macro level for this show. All these people are incredibly talented. I just wish that I could have like put the combo together a little bit differently.
No, you know? So I think it's fine. It's great to have women not talking.
Which I also agree, obviously. That's my preference.
But I just think no nudity is in general. But I also obviously like... I've recently come out as a Republican on the podcast.
Nice. So, nice.
Yeah.
Who do you love most in the Republican Party?
My man, Donald J.
DJ?
I don't like this bit. I'm a single issue voter and I didn't vote for
my
him.
Single issue is voting. I hate to do it.
I'm checking out. This is not what I like.
I didn't vote for him in either election, but if I could go back and do it,
I'd vote for him in all 3.
Because he just got milk back in schools.
Did he?
She's obsessed with milk.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't get her started.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm turning that milk. Hey, I'm turning it to butter. Let's go. No, what's going on? No. Milk time. Hey. It's milk time. Woo. Well, it was just milk day the other day.
Whoa.
No, it was MLK Day. I thought that'd be funny. It's a really good one. Milk Junior.
Right. Wait, what's he the gets worst a day thing? Every year, and we can't have one milk day.
Zach, speaking of ruining your career, what's the worst thing you've ever done at a party?
God, it's so fun because then the filters in my head are like not being myself. It's a good one,
it
right?
It does feel like we got enough for the hour.
It feels like we... It's the poem. Another poem in his room.
Damn, I got a poem in my heart, and it's got a rubber chicken attached to it. I don't know. That was another one I struggled with. Really, what I'm saying is I struggled with, like, all of your questions except for 2.
Okay.
And they're all very good conversation starters and pieces. Yeah. And pretty straightforward. Yeah, the thing, they're straightforward, but they're not queer-centric. Mm. Huh, weird. Mm. From a straighty...
By design.
Wow. Straight, yeah. From a straighty Republican-esque. Wow.
No, we can't.
We can't do this bit.
I'm proud.
No. I'm proud. Guys, this is not,
there have to be some proud straights speaking.
Gooners, we're talking to you.
Gooners.
Gooners. Proud straight Gooners. Do you think they would rise up if you asked them to?
Oh my God, they're rising. They're rising.
They'd be in the streets tomorrow.
Yeah. God, they
all they do is rise for us.
They love us.
Yeah. How do you activate those communities for good?
Because I just got to post on my story. Like, that's it.
See, that's why I haven't started my OnlyFans Playboy 4A yet. Because I just like
they'd go crazy.
No, I don't think they would, and I think it would be devastating to be like cranking it all day long to like 13 subs and 42 doms. But you know, like
I mean, that's got to be awful to have like sucks. One person in the room and be like, fuck,
just cock out for one guy. Like, and they're like, oh, good job, bud. I love
it's
your show.
It's definitely a guy. It's definitely 100%.
My like demographic of people would do it. I have like maybe women in their like 20s and then men 40 plus that like will send me crazy shit during shows or afterwards.
Wait, what did they say?
I've got one was like, King, if you read this, I'll suck your dick right now.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
it was a long set. No, I'm just like, man, I'm fascinated what gives people the courage to say some of the shit that they say.
I know.
And I am like,
I think you are. Your bravery on stage is...
What? Stop. Is it okay if I take my sweater off? Yeah. I'm bursting through my sweater right now.
It wasn't necessarily a compliment. I just mean you're asking for it.
Wow. Damn. Is anyone else bricked up right now? I heard asking for it and compliment. And bravery. Wow. Selective listening is amazing.
Well.
No, I don't know what it drives, but then I get a lot of men who are like... They'll say like wild stuff, but it's just like older daddies that are kind of just like, if you ever want your cheeks ruined, you know where to find me. And I'm like,
ruined?
Yeah, I know. And I'm
ruined
like, girl,
is crazy.
I know. And I'm like, girl, I got shows to do.
Yeah, I can.
At least treat me nice.
Treat me nice.
Which cheeks?
What?
Why did you look at me like that?
You know which
you
ones.
Which
if you if gun to your head, which cheeks do you think it was?
Which cheeks?
Which cheeks were there?
Because I was thinking it would be nice if they were just like.
Yeah, but you know it's not that. You know Silver Daddy Fox is not sending
like,
you that.
They're like, I like you. Okay, fine. Okay.
How's that feel?
Wow, very un-Republican of you to put the guns away.
Oh, I'm saying. Fake Republican.
Fake Republican.
Bring it back.
Feels good having a gun in the hand.
Yeah, it's... Look, I'll say, if I wasn't mentally unstable, I'd be walking around with one. That'd be cool as hell.
But yeah.
Just waving it around
all
the time.
I like the power.
I like the power. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
good.
It's, yeah. Do you think we will eventually rise up and arm ourselves?
Yeah. All of us? Yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually. I think that's what's going to. I mean, they're already doing it.
Guns for kids?
Yeah. GFK. My favorite Kennedy. Gun for Kennedy. See, that's it. And then eventually you start to like the clown jokes, you know?
Yeah, I know. I saw that laugh.
Yeah, of course. It's been happening. The tighter you squeeze, the funnier
it's
is.
It's just
you know?
I'm hungry and my blood sugar is getting
laugh
low.
Is coming
it's
out
like, yeah. Sorry. Queen, you dropped your laughing rib. May I?
Mike liked that one.
May I?
Yeah. As long as Mike's laughing, I'm doing good.
May I?
May I? A fellow like myself was waiting for you to oblige me to. Please.
Don't do the voice.
Sorry.
Don't do the voice.
What was that?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh.
This is fun.
Yeah, this is it. This is kind of, then you try to make a career.
I
want
to go to clown school, too.
Well, the funny thing is, I probably am a really good shooter compared to you guys. Have you ever shot a skeet?
I've shot a gun. A ski? What? What was that?
Have you ever shot a skeet? With like, they throw the thing in the air.
Oh, shoot. No.
I mean, out of the sky.
I'm
really good
sex,
at it.
Yes, but no. Yeah. Oh, come on. You think I wasn't going to say that? You think you're going to say that after all the jokes we made all day and you're expecting me, but a humble, noble clown, to not take the lowest hanging fruit?
I know.
Speaking of low hanging fruit, sorry, a little itchy, but. Could you imagine if my nuts were really down to here?
What would you even do?
I think they get.
I'd have an OnlyFans.
I think they get like that with age. It's probably just a couple years.
That's like 3 feet.
Swanging.
3 feet swangers?
Yeah.
Why don't you like birthdays?
Where am I in your psychoanalyzation?
Yeah. I mean, it's not been hard.
People need to stop psychoanalyzing and start doing more psychoanal.
He's avoiding the question.
Yeah, it seems like a classic avoidant.
That was the worst thing that could have happened to me to do that. Ah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to see that.
Yeah. We're clipping this for sure.
Of course, obviously. What else? Well, you're not going to clip any of the other parts that were like good. You got to go for that part.
Were there other parts?
No. But they didn't know that.
Wait, yeah, why don't you like birthdays?
I just, again, it's going to seem like I'm lying and joking, but like, hey, sweetheart. No.
Party dog.
Is that why you called it party dog? Because party dog, because it's party dog backwards, kind of.
Except for it came after.
Oh yeah.
Came after.
It came after.
Chicken or the egg.
Chicken or the egg, yeah. The dog of the pod. Mm-hmm.
Party,
yeah.
Party dog is our co-pilot.
Yeah. Oh.
We ate her in the Andes.
Oh. I don't know. I'm a people lover, and I love, I'm an eccentric, or what's the word I'm looking for? That's not.
Gooner.
A gooner. Yeah. I lean more eccentric than gooner. What's the extrovert is the word I'm thinking. But eccentric too. Fuck it. Why not? I'll give it to myself. I've got hoop earrings. I don't know. I struggle. Like if I'm in a group of people that I feel really comfortable with, then it's not a problem at all. And I just like kind of like to fuck around and play and have a good time. But if I don't know, I feel like birthdays, there's just like different rules. It's like how the daytime and nighttime, there's different rules, you know, like you do different things in different times of your day. Obviously you can goon anytime you want, but like, yeah. And you can joke and have a laugh in your rib anytime you want. But I feel like there's just an unwanted, maybe attention on the birthday that I'm like, I don't know if I like this. I like to celebrate other people. Again, I'm not trying to excuse myself. I love to be the center of attention on stage. I love to be on stage.
Do you like it when just when it's like controlled?
I think it seems like a control thing.
Maybe, but a lot of times which I go out. Probably. Yeah. And I definitely am out of control on stage sometimes. Or if I am not in control of what I can control on the show, I am like, you know, but I have to.
I feel like a lot of people like attention when they're on stage and when they know when it ends rather than like, just blatant attention.
Yeah. And then now we're at a, you know, there's the show after the show where it's like, you have to be nice to everybody on the way out. And I am like, genuinely, like, this is not me being like, I love everyone who comes to the shows. Like I truthfully am always blown away. I'm always like, surely people will stop coming to the show by now. Mm. And I'm very thankful for it. And that interaction for me is very hard to figure out. And I'm like, after show, I'm spent. Like my dream is that the show's over. I can go backstage and just sit and pack and quiet, knowing everyone is like having a great time. And I can just like kind of hear that noise and just like decompress. But then to be like immediately on again, you're like, you know, it's like really hard. And I don't then want to be a fucking cunt to these people. Cause like, they're ultimately coming to the show. Without us, without them, there is no show for us to do.
Right.
But like I struggle in those interactions a lot. Where it's
be
like now it's
yourself. I think you're doing great.
Yeah, I also think it's fun.
May I? Yes. You can hear the laughing in the audio or okay.
I think it's fine. It's just a policy. Like he doesn't do greets after the show.
Yeah, he doesn't do meet and greets.
Well, I don't look him in the eyes.
Someone told me, don't look him in the eyes. You can send him money, but don't talk to him.
Yeah. Well,
when I teach clown classes. When I'm like teaching, I always say, hey, this is Zach, and this is Teach. Teach cares about your growth. Whoa. But as soon as Zach comes back, I'm head down out the room. I will not remember your name. But in this moment, your growth is everything to me.
I don't like that.
I like that. I like the rules.
Yeah, this is the rules.
Yeah.
And this is how I speak with my friends. This is when I'm speaking as a producer, as your friend, or as an artist. And
what
this
about
is
upside down.
That's when we're rally caps in a baseball game, and we really need to get a double. It's for my cousin Ben. Shout out Ben and Juicy. I love you guys.
We can help you out with post-show stuff. We can be the greeters for you.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We can be
Thanks,
your eyes.
Guys. Bye.
We'll be your eyes. We'll be like.
Yeah. Who's an absolute freak?
Like, yeah.
They're leaving. Like, did you follow him on Instagram?
Yeah.
Did you?
Tap in.
Hey.
Show him.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. That'd actually be awesome if we just had you both one by one questioning everyone. Did you have fun? Are you going to follow him?
We'll have a real gun, though.
Yeah. If the Republicans were running this country.
If things were right.
If things were right out here in California.
That's what I'm saying. If they were allowed to. Exactly.
Yeah. California yuck, as I've been calling it.
It's not about mortality or, like, fear of death.
I've never analyzed it as such. That's not the stuff that crops up for me. Obviously, I think about that, but I think about that in other areas, not the birthday. I think it's more the attention on the birthday. I like attention when I want it to be the attention. I don't like it when it feels like, you know, everyone I feel like does too much on a birthday. Okay, and I'm like, you know, I just want to be kind of a chill.
Okay.
I'll keep going. Let me do 30 more minutes on this. I'm thinking of what you're putting down.
I think that we figured out. We just have to do a surprise, gorilla style birthday.
Surprise party. Would you hate that?
Holy shit.
But we're not going to do it on the birthday because you're going to be expecting that. We're going to do it.
We're
going to
do best friends.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the two of you did it, I would crack up and I would welcome it. Oh. If all of my friends did that to me, I think I'd be like a little like, ah.
Oh, so if it's a party with just me and Devin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Gooners.
Sorry, Gooners.
My birthday wish. Your fantasy is my birthday gift.
All right, well, please tell us about a time you were a party god.
I think it's tough. This is another one where I'm like, I didn't have a solid answer, but I think of my friend.
Sometimes guests seem so pained. We're asking them like the most pleasant questions. And then
yeah. But I'd say, sorry, I was just getting sucked off underneath the camera.
Underneath the camera.
Underneath the, sorry. I'm. Yeah. So, bet no one's ever done that before because they didn't know what to do. Cut it, Mike, cut it. So my sign is a Scorpio. No, I don't know. My friend Maddie, a good Maddie, shout out GM. I love her. Is my best friend. She's a party god. And she's a party god because everywhere we go, she always gets free stuff. She always gets hooked up with everything. Like privileges you never expected or didn't know possible happen. We always end up on a rooftop somewhere. She lives in Paris and she's a legend. And so like we're always on some epic rooftop or we're like, she's, you know, dated this guy who like runs a club that's in the walls of the Seine, like the water. So we're like partying on the water and getting free drinks and like they're lighting the bar on fire and we're having a blast smoking inside and like, you know, kind of just being epic, as one could only say. And she's my party god. She's the one that takes me to all of my party god. You're not having this at all.
No, because she's the party god in the story, absolutely. Not you.
The party god, I guess I'm just also there. I'm her party
god splash.
Yeah, you're living in the party shadow.
Party god splash zone. Yeah. God, I've definitely done party god stuff. I'm just like,
you have.
Yeah, that's why we're not letting you off easy, because we believe in you.
I know, you have. Jesus, yeah. Stop. You guys are encouraging me. I'm going to have to start gooning sooner or later.
Haven't you been this whole time?
Yeah, of course.
What have we been doing?
I'm doing it with my mind.
You've been wasting your time.
You're looking at the floor.
That's why I've been legs crossed, arms crossed. I've been gooning so hard. I don't want you to see. I can't just goon in someone's home with my shoes on. Right. Unless. I don't know. I'm definitely an epic party god, and I cannot think of anything because, like, again, I can't use like shows as like. I've done party god things as like stunts. Like I ran through the UK embassy in Prague naked.
That
was pretty epic.
That counts.
Screaming Brexit at all the people and like telling them all to pack up and go home.
Were
and, like,
you naked naked?
I was naked naked. I get naked naked on stage a lot usually. I just have tried to do it less. Yeah. Damn, shame you didn't come and see that one.
Why less?
Telling me.
I've been trying to, you know, not like, it's something that I will do if it's funny enough, but I'm like, I don't want that to be a party trick. Is getting naked on stage just because you will. I did it earlier on. I used to end my first solo show with like a full strip tease because I wanted to just get comfortable in my body. And then I'm like, well, if I can conquer being naked, then maybe I'll learn how to write jokes. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, as one does. Yeah. And then like in the UK, they heckled me all the time to get naked and I don't love it. And then you tell them that and then they do it.
That's never good
funny.
To be like, yeah,
no, and I'm like, please stop. And they're like, show hole. And like, they love it. So to the show hole freaks that are watching this, I know this is only going to make you do it more because in clown, to tell someone to stop doing it is just going to fuel it. And then it's one of those things people are like, just ignore it. I'm like, I can't ignore it. It's going to happen every show. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they just build it up throughout the whole thing where you're like, well, now I just have to like show whole. Otherwise, that's what my grandma wants me to stop doing.
Starts crying.
Yeah, she's, mm-hmm. it's, grandma, I disgrace her. I can't do that to Lila.
Lila.
Sweet Lila. Lila Beck.
Queen.
Queen. She's a full queen. She's the funniest person I know.
Aww. I hate that you're getting bullied into showing a hole.
Yeah. It's the truth. Straight up has happened to me in the last 5 shows I've done in the UK.
Are you, was a part of you like, damn, they want to see me naked?
But imagine now being me. I've like doused myself in water before the show. I'm with my shirt tucked into my underwear, yanked up as high as it can be. Like, I'm in gross shoes. I'm an American Eagle, American flag thing with knee pads and American flag socks. And I don't look good. And I'm not, and then I'm nervous. And I don't know if you know this, but when you're nervous and then you're going to get naked on stage, you don't look as great as you normally do. So you're coming out like tiny, nervous, cocked, in an double, like triple American regalia with knee pads on. Like that's not, with a Livestrong bracelet and a rusty fake wedding ring. Like that's not fun. No. And yet it still works. It's devastating. It's devastating.
They want it even more, I think.
I know. And it's horrible. And then the worst part is because I yank my underwear up so high and it's like probably sits like 5 or 6 inches like higher than it should. So it makes my torso look way smaller and my legs look bigger from where my knees are. And then it just, again, everything that could look wrong. And that's clown is like, unless you accept to be that pathetic, you don't dare to call yourself a clown. But that's what it does to you. And ultimately I do it every time because that's what they want. I'm just a man of service.
And that's party god.
That's party god. I'm a party god to my crowd, to everyone who's ever supported us.
Okay. Well, that I like that.
Yeah. And I love them, and I'm proud to be their party god.
Wow.
Checkout score.
I think I'm going to go up to 8. Only because you didn't have a good answer for party god. So
yeah. I will return to this podcast.
We'll get you back.
I'm booking myself. Okay. I'm in my divine masculine right now. Yeah. And I'm going to come back.
I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you back.
Thank you.
What's your checkout score? You start with a 3.
Yeah.
Well, as a woman, I like to be told I was going to say 2, but he kind of got me there at the end. Yeah, I like being told that he's coming back.
Whoa.
You're giving me a 10.
A 3.
Wait, that was cool.
wait.
What do you have to plug?
We are shooting a Stamptown shooting a Netflix special on May 8th and 9th in LA at the Ricardo Montalban Theater. If we sell those out, they'll add more. It would mean the world to me. That's more shots for us to figure it out, more shows to put in my friends, and that's less professional and personal relationships I potentially shatter. Okay. Cuz then everyone gets a chance and then we get to just make it from that. Okay. Instead of cutting anyone out. So please come. That would mean the world.
Oh my God, we'll be there.
We'll be
there.
Thanks,
girls. Yeah. Shut up. Guns out, phones out, ready to take your money, get my follower count up, and scare them a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, girls.
Yeah,
anything? How about this? Anything for you guys to plug?
We're going to Sundance.
Oh, but that's going to be post-episode.
Oh, yeah. So, but
we just went to Sundance.
We're back from Sundance.
We're back. Yeah. And then we got some shit in motion.
Okay. Hashtag big things coming.
Yeah. Cool. Hashtag motion.
Damn. Yeah girl. Kind of like, yeah, I can't quite figure it out, but you know.
Motion.
Motion.
We could spell it together.
What are you doing down there?
I was trying to spell motion. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so
much.
Anyway,
yo, sick. Lovely to hang with you guys. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Sam. Party on.
Party on!
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to Party God.
If you enjoyed the party, make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. Also follow us on Instagram, and we have shit on TikTok as well.
Yeah, we got shit on TikTok. Tap in. It's Party God Pod across all socials.
Most importantly, subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
We've got stuff up there. Leave comments.
Yeah, say we look beautiful today. We love that kind of thing.
Yeah, say you look beautiful today. Tell us what you liked about the guest. Tell us what you liked about the episode. Tell us what was the funniest thing that either of us said in every episode.
Honestly, any attention, we love.
We love it. Oh, love don't forget kind of to give us a rating, too.
Oh, yeah, rate us.
A 5-star.
5 stars.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah, come on. We're not going to ask for a 3-star review. No, what kind
get real.
Get real. Take this seriously. All right, we love you guys.
All right, God bless.
Party on.